Hey, friend.
I'm Natalie.
And this is the Intuitive Runner, Guided Runs for Every Pace podcast. I'm Natalie Costa, a clinical exercise physiologist, high performance specialist, and your guide to making running fun and approachable. Now, my guided runs are like a podcast, but better, because every episode we're going to dive into all things running. That includes things like mindset and the psychological side of training, and of course the science of training. I am an exercise physiologist after all. And the best part is, I'll coach you through form and effort throughout the episodes with some great music to keep you moving, so there's no thinking involved from your end. In this episode, we're going to explore what intuitive running is really all about and what the heck is it. We're going to challenge the way that we view exercise and uncover where our deep beliefs about movement stem from. We're digging deep here today, so buckle up. So in this episode today, it is a perfect introduction for beginners who want to start their running journey. And it's also the very first workout in the Learn to Run 12 Weeks to 5K program available on the Intuitive Runner app. Now, if you're a seasoned runner, don't worry, this is for you too. This session could double as a speed workout. I'll explain it all in the audio, where you'll sharpen your skills while reconnecting with the why behind your training. Okay, I'll shut up. Let's get started, shall we? Where the heck did I put that stupid tape? I lose it every time. Ah, here it is. What is up, you guys? Natalie Costa here, and welcome to the Intuitive Runner audio coaching session. Now, you are here with me today for week one, day one of the 12 weeks to 5K program, and I am super pumped that you're here today. So our training today is 28 minutes long, and we are gonna smash it out of the park. So we're gonna start with a 5-minute warm-up, then we have 6 rounds of a 30-second run, followed by a 3-minute walk, and then we'll cool down. So let's just take a peek, make sure you're laced up, and when you're ready, let's begin walking. Let's take a nice big inhale through the nose and exhale a big sigh. Whether you're indoors or outdoors today, just keep taking these nice big breaths. Enjoy that fresh air. Inhale the good shit, exhale the bullshit, right? Now let's take this moment here to set our intentions for the run today. I always like to pick a word, a phrase, a mantra, an affirmation, anything positive that you could set your mind to for this run, especially when things feel uncomfortable. Now if you don't have a mantra in mind, my running mantra for you today is one step at a time. Repeat that to yourself, one step at a time. So if and when things get tough, I want you to repeat this to yourself. So today I'm going to be using both the RPE scale, or this is what we call the rate of perceived exertion. It's a scale of 1 to 10 of how hard you feel you're working. I'll also use heart rate zones to coach your efforts if you have access to a heart rate monitor on your smartwatch. Now, if you are working on this 12 weeks to 5K program from scratch, meaning you don't have a running base and you're working up to that 5K run, for your run intervals today, I want you to aim for zone 2 heart rate if you're using a heart rate monitor, or 2 to 3 on a scale of 1 to 10 on effort for your RPE scale. So pick a pace that feels pretty gentle, a pace you feel like you can maintain for hours. You should be able to keep a conversation without getting too out of breath. Now, what's nice about this program is you could also use this as a speed program. So if you have a 5K base already and you want to use today's run as your speed run, you are welcome to take the running intervals into a sprint. So think pushing zone 4, zone 5. And for your walking intervals, you're welcome to walk or come into an easy jog instead. I will leave that up to you. So we're warming up here. Let's get some dynamic stretching going on. We're gonna start slowing down your pace. Let's get some high knees in. So drive those knees up to the sky. You can march it, you could jog it. You pick. Alternate those arms. Drive those elbows back. Beautiful. All right, let's get some butt kicks going on here. Send your heels to your glute, alternating sides. You are welcome to come into a light jog here to do so. You don't have to. Great. Now let's stand up on our toes and walk on our tiptoes, waking up those calves. Keep moving here. All right, other way around, we're gonna lift those toes and walk on our heels. It's gonna feel super awkward and tricky. Super important to waking up the front of our shins. Beautiful. All right, let's face sideways, sit in a mini squat, and we're gonna do some side steps here. You could also turn this into a side shuffle if you choose. Awesome, turn the other way around. Let's do it on the other side, waking up those lateral aspects of our hips. Perfect. All right, let's stand back up, get back into your walk and waking up that upper body with some shoulder squeezes. So take those arms out in front of you, then send those elbows back, squeezing those shoulder blades together for a few seconds. Good, repeat here. Keep squeezing those shoulder blades. All right, we're gonna add some big arm circles with our right arm. Think that you're doing a little backstroke here. Little or big backstroke, you choose. All right, same thing, left arm. In 15 seconds, we're gonna find our first running interval. Just an FYI, keep moving those arms. Good, shake it out, stand back up. Let's mentally prep. We're gonna start running here in 3, 2, 1, let's go. 30 second jog. You could do this. I'm looking for that 2 to 3 on that RPE scale. So a nice gentle pace, a pace you feel like you could do for hours. And if this is your speed workout, I want you to push it. Let's go. 30 seconds. We've got 10 seconds left here in this space. You got this. We're waking things up. All right, let's walk it out, team, in 3, 2, 1, walk it out. Awesome. All right, let's reflect here. How did that very first run interval feel? Scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate it? Now, if you were struggling or you found that you were more than a 4 or 5 out of 10, next round, I do want you to slow down even more. And if you're using a heart rate monitor, you might notice 30 seconds isn't too long of an interval. So your heart rate may or may not have caught up in that time. And that's okay. This will come more in handy once our intervals start to increase in length. This easy pace though is so, so critical to building the foundation to our body, to our endurance, to our house. Slow is where we get all those awesome physiological adaptations that we need to become great and efficient runners. Even though it might not feel like you're doing a whole lot, trust me. Work smart, not hard, right? Just keep walking here. Walk with some pep in your step. And when we're first learning to run, I find often, and actually not even first learning how to run, this happens all the time. We often come out of the gates way too hot. Right, we're excited, our legs are fresh, everything's fresh, we're not fatigued. I encourage you, slow her down. Unless it's a speed run, then feel free to push it. All right, keep walking here. Own this space. Just feeling the connection with the ground. Stay present here. Take in your surroundings. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? All right, just shy of 1 minute, we're gonna go into our second 30 second run interval. Just start thinking about it now. I just want you to really feel like you're charging yourself up here. 30 seconds. You could do anything for 30 seconds. Take a nice big breath here. let out a big sigh, let it go. All right, we're gonna go for that big 30-second push again in 10 seconds. I'm looking for that 2 to 3 on that RPE scale or zone 2 heart rate. Speedrunners, you're welcome to push it. Let's go there together in 3, 2, 1, let's run. Let's go, folks. Keep going. I want you to stand up nice and tall here. Stick a smile on that face, relax those shoulders. Think of a marionette string. It's pulling you up towards the sky. Super, super long spine. Hold this down. All right, we're walking out already in 3, 2, 1. Walk it out. That wasn't so bad. Catch your breath. Was that a pace you feel like you could have done for hours? If so, great. Let's keep that pace as we go through. If you're like, Natalie, I don't know if I could have done any more than 30 seconds there, I need you to slow down on the next interval. But let's just take this time to recover here. Feel the rhythm and roll of your walk. Speedrunners, this could be a nice, easy jog for you. Take it where you need. But I did want to talk to you today about intuitive movement. What is intuitive movement? And what is intuitive running? And why is it so important? And I'd like to talk about this because I want you to think that as children, we naturally moved our bodies in a way that were super fun and enjoyable, right? I remember playing cops and robbers, tag, jump rope, murder ball. I mean, that got quashed pretty quickly, but it was always super, super fun. And looking back, I was like, I never once thought of it like exercise or punishment. It was just a way to have fun during recess, play around, and enjoy our bodies. But something happens. As we get older, we often lose that sense of playfulness when it comes to movement. And exercise becomes something that we do because we feel like we have to. And it could often feel like a punishment rather than a fun activity. We almost get so hyper-fixated too on the number on the scale or the number of calories burned that we forget about all the other hundreds of benefits that come along with moving our bodies. So think about it. How did your relationship to movement as a kid differ from today? It's always interesting to reflect. Yeah, as we get older, our relationship to movement changes. Exercise becomes this chore or punishment or something we should do to look a certain way or to fit into society's narrow definition of what beautiful or acceptable looks like. And we forget that movement is sometimes something that's meant to bring joy. It's meant to bring pleasure and vitality into our lives. So this is why I want to talk to you today about intuitive movement and what that is. But before that, guess what's coming up in 15 seconds? You guessed it, a 30-second jog. Let's start thinking about that now. Again, 2 to 3 on that RPE scale or zone 2 heart rate. Let's head there together in 3, 2, 1. Start moving those legs. Own this space here. Really feeling in control of your breath, in control of your body. Remember, one step at a time. We've got 15 seconds left. That's it. We're halfway done. Hold this down. All right, let's walk it out. In 3, 2, 1, walk it out. Speedrunners, you're welcome to walk it or come into a nice, easy zone 2 jog. We're here for 3 minutes. Let's reflect. How did that run interval feel compared to your first? Would you do anything different on your future run intervals? That's gonna come up. Think about it. So intuitive movement, it's the idea that moving your body in a way that feels good, moving your body in a way that feels nourishing to you, rather than doing it because you have to. It's about reclaiming that joy and pleasure of movement that we had as children. And one of the things that often gets in the way of intuitive movement is this diet and weight loss industry, diet culture. We're often bombarded by all these messages that tell us that we need to exercise to lose weight and that our worth as individuals is tied to that number on that scale. And this is where that health at every size movement that I'm really, really focused on comes into play. All right, intuitive runners. If you are doing an out and back, this is your opportunity to turn around because guess what? We're at our halfway mark. You're welcome to turn around and head back home or keep on strutting here otherwise. So this health at every size movement, it's all about focusing on health and well-being rather than weight loss. And recognizing that weight is not an accurate measure of health or worth. It's about creating a culture that supports and celebrates all bodies, regardless of their size or shape. So when we start to focus on health and well-being rather than weight loss, this is when we really start to see all those other hundreds of benefits that come with moving our bodies. All right, we know exercise is awesome to relieve stress, to improve your mood. It's the number one treatment for fatigue, so fun fact. And also the reduction of chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes, and we sleep better at night. All these great things that have nothing to do with that number on that scale. All right, in 30 seconds time, we're heading into our fourth running interval. All right, you know where to take this. RPE of 2 to 3, zone 2. Speedrunners, you're welcome to sprint here. It is 30 seconds, that's it. Let's set there together, team, in 3, 2, 1, let's go. 30 seconds running here. Nice, quick feet. Keep that spine super long here. Control that breath. This should feel really nice and manageable. I want you to get comfortable here. We only have 10 seconds left. You want an honest man. All right, let's walk it out in 3, 2, 1. Walk her out. 3 minute walk or easy jog if this is your speed run. Wherever you want to take this. A few minutes here in your temple. Take a breath. How was that? How did that feel on that scale of 1 to 10? Did you hit that 2 to 3 on that scale? Did you hit a 7 out of 10? Just reflect. Remember, we're always aiming for progress, not perfection. It takes time. And if this is your first time ever running, woo! Good for you for even coming today. It is tough work. Now, I think the most important benefit of all, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to movement, is that we feel good. Sometimes we don't feel good in the moment, let's be honest. Right? Great things happen when we step outside our comfort zones, and that's exactly what we're doing. But we're moving in a way that our bodies and our mind, it feels good to us. We feel alive, we feel capable, we feel vibrant, connected to ourselves, a sense of joy, a sense of pleasure. So this is where I really encourage you to start exploring intuitive movement. Try to find ways to move your body that feels good to you. It could be dancing, tossing on a tune, singing in the kitchen, whatever, who's watching? Not me. Well, hiking, swimming, yoga, whatever. anything that brings you joy. Because remember, exercise is not punishment. It's a gift that we could give ourselves to help us feel alive, to help us feel healthy and happy as we navigate the world. All right, in 30 seconds, we are heading into run interval number 5. Start thinking about it now. Take this moment here to prepare yourself for that push. All right, we are going to be stepping it up in that easy pace run coming up in 3, 2, 1. Let's start moving now. Let's go. Keep that spine long. Hold it down. That's nice. And I want you to start speaking positively to yourself right now. Remember, it's one step at a time. That's it. And we get to recover, team, in 3, 2, 1, walk it out. 3 minutes here. Taking a nice, big, positive breath. And exhale a nice sigh. Let go of what no longer is serving you right now. Any stressors, any worries, any expectations, leave that behind. It doesn't serve us right now. Blow off some steam here. That's what I do. I use those things to power, to fuel my runs. But guys, we only have one run interval left. Easy peasy, right? Now, because running is considered high impact activity, it's super important to slowly increase the load on our body over time. And this is precisely what this program is designed for. So you might be like, Natalie, I could do more than 30 seconds. You know what? And you probably could. And you could, because you will. However, your body might not be prepped for that. And it's important to go slow and steady rather than injure ourselves in the process, doing too much too soon and then being set back multiple weeks. Slow and steady really wins the race here. So just trust the process and listen to your body. That's always rule number one. All right, halfway through this recovery, how are you feeling? Just feel the connection with the ground. Stay nice and present here. So I want you to reflect here. What's in it for you? Why did you sign up for this? Why did you want to do this? How could exercise or running impact you? And I want you to think of all those things that have nothing to do with the number on that scale. Let's embrace intuitive movement and let's focus on all the positive ways that moving our bodies could impact our life. Let's move in ways that make us feel good and let go of that idea that exercise has to be punishment, because it doesn't. And let's remember that the number on that scale is not a measure of your health or your worth. We're all worthy of love and respect, regardless of shape or size. That's my TED Talk for the day. All right, in 15 seconds, let's charge up for that final 30-second push. That's it. Last one, and then we get to cool down. Let this song get inside you. Let's build up to that run. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. 30 seconds here. Let's make it a good one. Best one yet. Find the rhythm and the roll in the run. Stand up tall. Feel good. Feel proud. Own this space. You could do hard things. All right, we're going to ease off into the walk in 3, 2, 1, walk it out. Wow, Well done. You crushed it. You blew it out of the water, and we went there together. You are in your 5-minute walking cool down. This is all yours. Soak it in. You deserve this. I want you to reflect. What went well for you today on this run? What did you accomplish? Or did you surprise yourself anywhere? Just think about it. What did you learn about yourself, or would you do anything differently next time? I also want you to think about, how did you feel before coming here today? Physically, mentally, emotionally. And how are you feeling now in comparison? Do you have more energy? Did you surprise yourself? How did you sleep last night? Did your sleep quality impact today's run in any way? Or did you eat enough? Or did you fuel your body for exercise? Did you start on a full tank? Or was your gas light running? And last but not least, I want you to think of one positive experience from today. Something that made you smile, or something that you're grateful for. Now, if you have the Intuitive Runner Run Journal, you are welcome to capture all of this information there to look at your trends over time and to help keep you motivated. After this cool down is up, make sure to spend that time to do your static post-run stretch, which you could also conveniently find in this app, making sure you hold them for at least 30 real seconds. There is a timer built in. Don't skip this. Super, super important. I want to thank you so much for stopping by. You did such a fantastic job, and I am so freaking proud of you. This was your week one, day one of the 12 weeks to 5K program with your Intuitive Runner coach, Natalie Costa. I hope you're feeling energized, motivated, and ready to take on the day. And remember to find joy in running. Give yourself a pat on the back. I'm going to let the music take you to the end, team. I'll see you next time. Friends, nice work today. And thanks for being here with me on the Intuitive Runner. Remember that running is for everybody. And you're exactly where you need to be in your journey. And I hope if you are brand new to running and this was your first run, I hope it didn't suck. I hope you kind of enjoyed it. Because running can be fun. We just gotta learn to slow it down sometimes. Now, if you enjoyed this, I would be ever, ever so grateful if you would subscribe, comment, and leave a review. Seriously, it helps me so freaking much. And if you loved it, why not share it with somebody else who'd enjoy running along with us? Now, you can find more running content on my Instagram at @the_intuitive_runner. And if you're ready to dive into more, and perhaps if you're like, okay, Natalie, I'm in. Count me in. I want the 12 weeks to 5K program. I want to learn and I want to cross that finish line injury-free and maybe with joy. Head on over to the app. The link is in the show notes and there's a free 30-day trial and sample weeks. It's less than a cup of coffee a week. And I said coffee, not latte. All right, keep crushing it and I'll see you next time.